When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 12th edition. Hope everybody had a good weekend. We're getting off to a little late start on a Monday, but it happens. Hope it doesn't affect your day too much, but we'll be good to go. You can check out the podcast on iTunes and all your listening platforms. If you have a rate and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it under MLB DFS Quick Hits. Also, if you'd like to watch the video of the podcast, go to the Roto Baller YouTube channel, subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. I'm on Twitter at BDEntric. If you have any questions there, hit me up. Join us in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. We'll get you all the goodies there. That is free, so come join the fun. But we have a big one, 12 games on a Monday, so we won't mess around. We'll get right at it here. The totals on this 12-game slate, Mariners, Orioles, totals 8.5. Yankees, Jays, total 9. Phillies, Mets, 8.5. Rangers, Rays, 7.5. Marlins, Braves, 8.5. Cubs, Brewers, 8.5. Nationals, Cardinals, 9. Indians, White Sox, 8.5. Tigers, Astros, 8.5. Angels, Royals, 9. A's, D-backs, 9. Reds, Giants, 8.5. So nothing too crazy. A lot of 8.5s, a couple 9s in there. But we do have a little bit of weather to keep an eye on. Seattle, Baltimore, about 20 to 30%. I'm not too worried there yet, but keep an eye on that one. Yankees, Toronto, wind blowing out to center about 9 to 10 miles an hour. Mid-70s, humid, beautiful hitting environment at the time. So that's going to be a fun one there. Philadelphia and the Mets, 60 to 70% chances of rain. Might be another rain out for the Mets. Keep an eye on that. And then Cleveland and Chicago, wind blowing out to left field about 12 miles an hour in the White Sox game. So a couple of hitting things to keep an eye on. That's about it for there. Let's get into the pitching on this one. 12 games late. Lots of arms to look at. Your big guys. You have three guys over 10K, all in play in some different ways. You got Garrett Cole at 10-7. He's elite. There's no hiding that. Going up against the Toronto Blue Jays. Good offense, good ballpark to hit in, lots of swing and miss at the same time. Cole could easily go 6-7 innings, strike out 10+, give up 2 or 3 solo shots. Hopefully, that's the way it's going to go. So Cole's a really good play, no problems with that at all. If you want to go there, not going to tell you. Tyler Glass now, though, at 10-4, I think is a great GPP pivot off of Garrett Cole. $300 cheaper at home, nice pitching environment in Tampa Bay against the Texas Rangers offense that we know isn't good. Joe Musgrove just no-no'd him on Saturday. So lots to like in that regard when it comes to Tyler Glass. Now, the new slutter has been outstanding. The strikeouts are up. If he's off at all, and his last start, he wasn't as elite. He was still very, very good, but the walks were a little more extensive. Still got you 25 DK points. I actually didn't have any – no, he had 2 walks last time, no walks the time before. He had 9 Ks last time instead of 6 the time before. So he's got you at least 25 points in each game. I think he's a great option against Texas. I like him as a pivot off of Garrett Cole, so – no problem going to Glass now on this one. And then you have Zach Greinke, who I never use. Never use. But I'm intrigued in cash games because he's 10-2, so you can save, you know, 500 off of Cole, 200 off of Glass now. And he still brings a very, very good floor against the Detroit Tigers team that we know is just not good offensively. They'll surprise you from time to time, but Badu's playing well. Candelario will get into some. Grossman. Like, there's guys I get if you want to go there, but even in 2 starts, not overwhelming. He has 4 Ks in both starts. That's part of the bugaboo of his DK production. 16 points, 24 points. He has a 1.39 ERA, 0.69 whip, so he limits the damage. If he's got a few more strikeouts, which you can against the Detroit Tigers, Greinke's very intriguing. If you don't want to go there, I get it. But in cash games, Greinke brings an outstanding floor to the plate. But if you just want to go Glass now, no problem with that at all. Below him, Carlos Rodon's 94. I can't pay that price on DK. I'm intrigued too. I can't. On FanDuel, he's $8,300. He makes for a great GPP play on FanDuel. Just going to throw that out there. So Rodon, very intrigued on FanDuel. Too pricey for me on DK. Sandy Alcantara, $8,500 on DK. In tournaments versus Atlanta, I can go there. I love what Alcantara is doing. He's got at least six innings in each start. He's got you at least 24 and a half DK points in each start. Strike elite seven Ks in each start. He's been outstanding. Atlanta's got a lot of swing and miss. They got some pop, though. We saw what they did over the weekend against Philadelphia. Alcantara, very, very good pitcher. I like him as a tournament play at $8,500. You can pair him up with Glass now. I think he's even got some cash game floor to him as well. I think you should be able to get at least 15 plus points, ideally 20 plus points from Alcantara. I respect the Braves offense enough to go with the 15 point side of things. Still a very, very good floor in this matchup against the Atlanta Braves. But if you want to go down, the guy that's going to be very, very popular and for very good, very good reasons is Freddy Peralta at $7,700 at home against the Chicago Cubs. A Cubs team that's striking out around 31% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting barely over 100 versus right-handed pitching this season, with an ISO barely above 100 versus right-handed pitching this season. They are dreadful. Freddy threw five innings in his last start against the Cubs. One hit, no runs, four walks, eight Ks. Still got you 28 points. If he doesn't walk, guys, he really has a big one. He probably goes another inning or so. He threw 91 pitches, which is outstanding to see. So if we can get six plus from Freddy, that is just phenomenal. He's 77 on DK, but he's 76 on FanDuel. He's very live on both sites. FanDuel, you hope he goes at least six to get you the quality start bonus, but DK, we don't care. Peralta is a great SP2 in GPPs. I'm intrigued in cash as well. It's always riskier with a guy with walk issues, but very much a play with Freddy Peralta at 77 at that price point. I don't mind Freddy Peralta with one of the big guys up top. I don't mind Freddy Peralta even with Sandy Alcantara in tournaments. I think that's intriguing. So Freddy Peralta, going to be chalk. I said this on another show. If you're playing a lot of tournaments, I would make a little Cubs stack. The Cubs are expensive, but everyone's going to play Freddy Peralta. So that's your leverage if you're playing in a lot of tournaments, or if you just love to be that really, really contrarian player, a Cubs stack's the way to go. But I love Freddy Peralta, so I'm all in on that one tonight. Now, if you're looking for punts, there's two punts I got circled on the slate. Wade Miley, $7,100 at the San Francisco Giants. I love the Giants versus lefties. I get it. AT&T Park. Miley has reversed splits at times in his career, and more often than not lately in his career, versus left-handed hit versus teams that dominate lefties. So he's better versus righties than lefties, which is rare. He pitched great in his first start against Pittsburgh, 27.7 DK points. I like to put up another 15, 16 plus, potentially 20 plus points against the Giants tonight, and probably a low scoring affair there in San Francisco. The Giants bats are intriguing in this one. I'm not going to deny it, but I don't mind Miley. The pivot off of Miley for me is Aaron Sanchez in that same matchup at $6,900. Another decent Reds offense because Aaron Sanchez looked great in his first start. Five innings, one run, four Ks against San Diego for almost 14 DK points. Put together a little more. They only threw 74 pitches. So if we can get that up to like 85 to 90 in a good spot here for Cincinnati, don't mind him at 69 as well. So a couple of options down below that you can take a look at in this matchup, either Miley or Sanchez if you're punting below Freddy Peralta, but I really don't want to go below Freddy Peralta unless I absolutely have to. So the pitching for me tonight, Cole's a beast. You want to use Cole, there's not a lot of discussion on this one except lively ballpark, Toronto can rake. That's your discussion. Love Glasnow versus Texas. He's my top option tonight at 10-4. Granky's an intriguing cash pivot off of Glasnow. Love Alcantara. Peralta's the best play probably per price point on the mound, and then you got Miley, then you got Aaron Sanchez. All right, let's check out the bats on this slate. Catcher's position on this one. If you're paying up, JT Realmuto at $5,100 versus Peterson's outstanding. Remember, the rain in the New York really, really stinks, but there's some great Philly bats against Peterson. Small sample size, but some of these boys have crushed him. So love me some JT at 51. Yermin Mercedes up to 48, still pretty viable at that point if you have the money to do it. Other than that, you're going to save some cash per usual at the catcher's position, and we're just going to slide on down the chart. Tucker Barnhart at 3,500 versus Aaron Sanchez. If you're not using Sanchez, Barnhart's a very nice play there. Same with Omar Narvaez, who took Albert Alzolay deep last week. He's 3,400, so a couple good starting points there at 35 and 34. If Zach Collins cracks the lineup versus McKenzie at 33, I'm intrigued, but 35 and 34 for Barnhart and Narvaez is where we're starting. And then other than that, like, you could look at a Stephen Vogt at 3K if he cracks the lineup for the D-backs. But that's it for now, unless more stuff comes out. But that's kind of the wheelhouse for the value at catchers that I'm looking at this point in time. DK usually leaves, like, Barnhart and those guys super cheap. They're moving guys around this year, which is pretty nice to see. First base position, you could look at the Braves of the world and stuff, but I'll pass. Freddie Freeman versus Alcantara. As much as I love Alcantara, Freeman's always a one-off. I played him as a one-off versus Eflin this weekend against pitchers I really, really respect. No problem there. Freeman's taken Alcantara deep in his career. He went deep again on Sunday. The bat's just live, so $5,300 for Freeman if you're choosing to go that way. I love the Seattle-Baltimore game. I think it's a phenomenal game stack if the weather permits. And Trey Boubou went deep over the weekend. He's heating up. He's 48 for Sheffield. He's in play. If you're not going Trey Boubou's route, though, Jared Walsh, first base out for those, but 47 versus Brady Singer. Angels, very, very live. Brady Singer, he's showed signs of life at times last year. He's very hit and miss, not great his first time out. Jared Walsh is hot, 47 hundo. Again, if Philadelphia plays Rhys Hoskins at 46, he has a couple homers off of Peterson. Hoskins is crushing everything right now. Rhys's pieces, I can't even tweet it fast enough right now. He's 4,600, so I'm a big fan of him as well. So lots of price here, first baseman, so you can play. But if you want to save a little more, Carlos Santana's 4,200 versus Alex Cobb. That Angels-Royals game could be an intriguing game stack as well between Cobb and Singer. Like two pitchers we've seen do really well, two pitchers that you're like, I don't know. So you could have some fun in that one if you so choose. Below the 4K range, though, you know, Yuli Gurriel, if you're looking to be desperate, firm versus lefties and righties, but he's not bad at 38. You can look there. Jay Bruce is 35 versus Robbie Ray. He's taking him deep in a small sample. And maybe Ray gets pulled early, gets in Toronto bullpen. But like Brandon Belt's 3K versus Miley. He's hit Miley very well in his career, including a couple home runs. So he's someone to keep an eye on at the 3K range. Andrew Vaughn's $2,800 eventually, dude. He's got to get going. It's unbelievable how the struggle bus is real with Andrew Vaughn. But like Belt's probably the cheapest guy I'm looking at. I like that $4,500 and above range, like Hoskins. Shohei Ohtani at 45 is in play as well. So like Ohtani, Hoskins, Walsh, Mancini, that little bubble there, very, very strong. And then you got Freeman all the way up top. Second base, Whit Merrifield is always a great place, $5,900. And so it's very, very pricey, but really good look. Same with DJ LeMahieu at 55. He has crushed Robbie Ray in his career. Second base, third base eligible, $5,500. You know what you're getting with DJ. He's more of a cash game play than tournament for me because he hasn't shown that ceiling. But if the Yankees ever go off, you'll get that ceiling. So it's kind of a do you if you're stacking the Yankees, do you sprinkle in some DJ type thing? That's the question. Tommy Edmonds up to 51. I like St. Louis versus Eric Fetty tonight. I don't know if I can pay 51 for Edmund, though. That's a downside at that point. So keep him in mind, but it's really got to fit your build. Brandon Lau at 48 versus Dunning. If you think Dunning struggles or you get some Texas bullpen, you could go there. I will say Tampa Bay is much cheaper on FanDuel. So if you want to get some fun, Lau's like, I want to say it's like 28 or 2,900 and stuff. So you can get some savings over there. So keep him in mind. Ozzie Albies went deep on Sunday. He's 45. If you're stacking against Alcantara, it's Albies, it's Freeman, it's company. And 45 for Albies, but not looking to really go heavy on Alcantara. 12-game slate. I'm trying to be picky where I'm at. There's some other spots I've already kind of hinted at that are much, much more appealing to me this evening. Sliding on down, though, Ty France always in play, 4K, in that great hitters environment against Kramer. I like France quite a bit. He just continues to hit. He's a really good cash game play with GPP upside. He has 8 or more points in 4 of his last 5 games. That's really good cash game floor in a great environment to hit in on Friday, on Monday. So I like that with France at 4K. You got Jed Lowry and Eduardo Escobar both kind of showing some flashes from the past over the weekend. They're 37 hundo. Escobar's won 4 straight games, so he's intriguing. Jonathan India's up to 36 if you want to go that route. Other than that, like Donovan Solano at 34 I like quite a bit. He's been hitting third for the Giants. Really good cash game floor with him. Chaz Chisholm, if you're looking for a tournament play at 33 versus Yanoa, he's not bad for some value. But not much else that really stands out. Like Rugio Odor's been playing, but I'm not going there just yet. He's really got to show me he's got a pulse before I go that route. The only other guy I'd mention, because he hasn't been a horrific, he's hitting 333 in his sample, 9-0-7-10 over his last 4 games. Nicky Lopez is $2,500. He's going up against Alex Cobb. So if you want a real cheapy second base shortstop eligible on Nicky Lopez, he could be someone to take a peek at as well. Third base, you got J-Ram against the lefty. I respect Rodon quite a bit, though, so I'm not really in on J-Ram like I was over the weekend. He was great pretty much every day. Not as much in love with him against Rodon tonight. I'd rather save some cash maybe, see if Bregman cracks lineup at 52. Go that route. You got Moose at 49. Joey Wendell's 48 against cheaper on FanDuel. Third base, you don't really need to go up top like you might want to at other positions. You can start with guys like Moncada or Kyle Seager. Kyle Seager double-donged on Sunday. He's 45 versus Kramer. That's a great price point. Most people won't want to pay that price for him at 45. I think it's a great price tag in a very good environment to hit in. So Seager at 45, I think, is a good look. A lot of people go to Longo at 43. Your value, though, he's been heating up. He's hitting four of his last five games, hit an absolute bomb off of Michael Walker on Sunday. Gio Urshela is $4,200 for Robbie Ray. And these are the kind of plays I like, because when people want to stack against Robbie Ray or stack against any team when you're using the Yankees, it's Judge, it's Stanton. Like, I love Hicks because he's always cheap. He's right in the middle there. People forget, like, guys like Urshela and company. Urshela is $4,200. I think it's a great price point. I think he's even cash game viable tonight, but a really good piece in a GPP stack as well. So $4,200 for Urshela. Below that, Mikel Franco versus Justin Sheffield in tournaments at 39. He went deep on Sunday as well. Only tournament play for Franco. No cash game there. And then other than that, you can go Candelario versus Greinke at 33 if you want. He's got a good little floor in play there. But that's about it in that one. Shortstop position, Trey Turner's always in play. I love the Nationals tonight against John Gant. People love John Gant. People have loved John Gant for years. He's never lived up to the hype. Maybe he does this year. I don't know. But give me some Washington. They might be getting guys back. I didn't mention it at first base. But keep an eye out. Josh Bell, Kyle Schwarber should be back. Bell is extremely cheap. I mean, I'll even go back. I'll scroll on back here. But he's dirty cheap in this one. He's $3,100. Now, you could play that they might be rusty. Very much true. But they will be back, and that could help the whole lineup out. So Trey Turner at 54, I like. If I knew the Mets and Phillies would play, Lindor at 51's in play as well, because that pitching matchup's a very, very not so great one, is the nice way I can say it. Below the 5K, though, you got Carlos Correa swinging it hot. He's 46. Eventually, Gleyber Torres is getting going. I can get him at 45 and Urshela at 42 and get one other player there. You can get the cheaper kind of version of a Yankee stack if you so choose. Didi at 42 loves hitting lefties. He's had a big home run over the weekend. Keep him in play at 4,200 if that game plays. Willie Adames is heating up. He's 3,900 if you're going to save a little bit of cash. Brandon Crawford's been okay at 35, but like, as much as I love Rodon, Andrés Giménez, he led off over the weekend. He had a pretty good weekend, actually. 7 points on Sunday, 20 points on Saturday. See where he's at in the lineup on Monday. I doubt he's leading off because the lefty-lefty matchup, they'll probably tweak it. But he's least intriguing at $3,400. I'll say that much. Jazz Chisholm at 33 as well stands out a bit. And then other than that, there will be a couple like randos, like Tyler Wade's there at 29. That's not a bad value if you're stacking against Robbie Ray. I can see that at $2,900, but not a whole lot else at first plus besides Nicky Lopez, who we talked about earlier at 25. Outfield, 12-game slate, going to be absolutely loaded. Absolutely loaded. I'm going to try not to name them all off. If you have questions, again, the Slack chat will have all your answers there for you. But there's going to be a ton of players. Like, oh, yeah, Mike Trout, duh. Like, that's a great play versus Brady Singer. We mentioned Witt. I will say Starling Marte, $5,800 on DK. He's a good play. He's $2,800 on FanDuel. He is in your cash games. Like, just put him in right away. Starling Marte at $2,800 versus, you know, I don't care how good he is, just that price point alone, not good, Bob. So something to keep there. Like, you got Judge and Stanton, 55 and 57 versus Ray. That's where I was talking about Urshela, Torres, these other guys that maybe aren't, like, as quote-unquote big names, discounted prices in the same awesome matchup. So you can take advantage of stuff like that to try to be a little different in those scenarios. You got Casty. Arozarena's really heating up. He's up to 5K now, so that price is going to keep going to the moon. You got Meadows at 48. Again, these guys are so much cheaper on FanDuel, though, for Tampa Bay. So maybe that's the angle there. Jared Walsh at 47, love him. I'm going to keep playing him until he's too expensive, which he's getting there soon. But his hit tool is so good in the middle of that Angels lineup in matchups like this. I'm just going to keep grinding it. He's going to have some offers out there, but more often than not, he's going to produce, and I'm going to ride that wave almost nightly. But I did mention it on another show. People overlook Ohtani. He's 45. So if you are stacking the Angels, I kind of like the idea. Like, Trout's always great, but I love the idea of going Walsh and Ohtani, saving some cash that way. And you can do that and see where things go. So keep them in mind. You got Brantley at 45. Always a good sneakier piece of an Astro stack because he gets forgotten about as well. Sliding down some more of those, there's Schwarber at 42. Aaron Hicks at 42, do not sleep on him. He is a switch hitter, so he will be in action. Kyle Tucker at 41 is way too cheap against Casey Mize. Way too cheap for Kyle Tucker at 41. That's a really good value cash game viable there. I love the A's versus Madison Bumgarner tonight. Mad Bum's just not there. It's just safe to say. One, real quick, Clint Frazier, 4K. You could do Urshela, Torres, Frazier, the back end of the Yankees. No one's more expensive than $4,500. Keep that in mind. Mark Canha, $3,900. Love that. He's sitting towards the top of the order. So keep him in mind. And Ramon Laureano at 38. Those two guys right there, bang, bang. Laureano is hot. Canha's doing his thing. Both guys, very affordable. So they're one of the cheaper stacks you could look at, which I'm a big, big fan of. Canha and Laureano right there. If you are going Baltimore, switch hitting Santander at 39 is in play for you. Sliding on down, I'd love to go with Conforto at 37 and Nimmo at 36. They're nice and affordable. Just I'm really worried about the weather in that one. So keep those like on your radar, but just beware. Akil Badu's down to 36. Not sure I'm going there tonight versus Granky, but good price point if you're looking to save some cash with the upside. That's the kind of GPP plays you're looking for. We know what he can do, and he's super cheap. It's just, Like, I'd rather go Cole Calhoun at $3,400 versus Bassett. Cole Calhoun's back. People are kind of sleeping on him because he's, you know, just getting back. We know the upside he brings to the table at 34. Once he gets to crushing, it'll be fun. Jose Marmolejos, first base outfield eligible for Seattle. He's $3,400, strictly a power bat, so he's tournaments only. But good piece of a cheap exposure to that game. Manny Margot's only 34. Avi Garcia at 33 has been heating up. Love Dylan Carlson at 33. That's a cash game play for me with tournament upside. Carlson at 33. He's moving up to sixth in the order now. If you're stacking Washington, don't forget Victor Robles leading off at 32. Very nice price point. He's almost cash viable at this point for me at $3,200. When he's leading off, that's a big game changer from before. He can walk. He can steal a bag. He can score a run. Next thing you know, he's almost got 10 points. Like, those kind of guys in cash are just huge at that price point. He can do what Trey Turner used to do before Trey Turner hit for power. He's doing it for 2K less, though, maybe 3K less at times. So Victor Robles at 32 is definitely an intriguing play at that price point. I said there's a bunch. Like, Lowe Cain's here at 3K. He's been very hot and cold. Robbie Grossman at 29, really solid floor in his action. We mentioned Andrew Vaughn earlier. David Dahl is versus glass now, so I'm probably not as inclined, but he's 28 if you're looking for savings. DJ Stewart probably doesn't crack the lineup versus a lefty, but he's 27 if he does. Biscotti's 27 versus Bumgarner. We know Biscotti loves to hit them lefties. So tons of guys you can take peeks at. If you're fading Wade Miley and Alex Dickerson cracks the lineup, he's 26. Slater's cheap for the Giants in those actions. So tons and tons of options. If you have questions, hit me up in the chat. We'll go through them, but we kind of got the basis down for you on a 12-game slate. Pitchers do attack once again. You got Cole up top. He's the beast at 10-7. Glass now at 10-4. Phenomenal pivot. Probably my top play to do a pivot angle. We'll see. Maybe everyone's going that way and value changes. I think Greinke is cash viable, not so much tournament at his price point, but very cash viable at 10-2. Play Rodon on FanDuel, not DraftKings. The FanDuel price is much, much more appealing at 83. Love Sandy Alcantara at 85 in tournaments. And even a little cash game floor. I think he's good enough to limit the damage enough and still get the strikeouts and get you like six innings. So I think Alcantara is pretty good there. At least get you a quality start. Peralta at 77 is the nuts. That's what everyone's going to be using. That's one of those chalk plays you suck it up and you go with and just pray it doesn't get completely destroyed. But at the same time, everyone's going to be on him. So if you don't have him and he goes off, you're screwed. If you have him and he goes off, you still have a chance. So keep that in mind with Peralta. Like, if you're doing a 3-max, go 2 Peraltas, 1 without or something. If you're doing a like 20-max or more, make sure you have a Cubs stack. We talked about that as well. Cheaper play is Wade Miley, Aaron Sanchez, like both those options for your punting exposures. And if you really want to, you know what, 6K, I didn't talk a lot about him, but I also didn't talk a lot about Miami bats because they're very, very hot and cold. And at 6K, Yanoah does bring a little bit of upside. It's not great. He went 5 innings, only struck out 5 for almost 20 DK points his first start out. So if you really want a massive punt, Yanoah is in play at 6K. I didn't talk about him nearly enough. I should have earlier. But at 6K, Yanoah can be your guy. If you're looking for a major punt to pair up with like a Glasnow or even a Peralta and get all the bats, you can go Yanoah at 6K. I don't hate that at all. If you're stacking it up, though, love the A's versus Mad Bum. I really, really like Washington versus Gant. I also like St. Louis versus Fetty. I think that's a game you could stack. Love stacking Baltimore and Seattle. Talked about that. The Yankees are very, very live versus Toronto. If I knew the weather was better in New York, I'd be more into that Phillies-Mets game. For now, I'm kind of tempering my expectations. L.A. Kansas City's got some lively upside there, and so does Houston in their matchup. But if I got to narrow it down, really like Oakland as a cheaper later stack. Washington is very much on my radar. Seattle, Baltimore game stack. Lots and lots of ways to go on this slate. So if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Hit me up over there or join us in the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat. We've got some episodes of Benched with Bubba coming up this week. Come check those out. We have episodes of the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast, previewing the RBC Heritage, recording that on Monday night for your guys' pleasure. If you give a rate and review on iTunes of the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, I'd really appreciate it. Also, if you would like to watch the video, go to the RotoBaller YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. But for now, that'll wrap up today's edition. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 12th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.